In CI News this week, the Archbishop of Canterbury warns that assisted suicide endangers the vulnerable. An army veteran is convicted for silently praying near an abortion centre, and a Welsh baby who was born at 23 weeks goes home after 18 months in hospital. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 18th of October. I'm Jenny Olson. The Archbishop of Canterbury has urged the public to contact their MP about the dangers of legalising assisted suicide. MPs will debate Kim Leadbeater's private member's bill next month, which would allow those deemed terminally ill to receive help to kill themselves. But Justin Welby warned, the pressure to end one's life early could be intense and inescapable if the law were changed. In fact, the right to end your life could all too easily and accidentally turn into a duty to do so. The Archbishop told the BBC that removing end-of-life protections has always led to a slippery slope.
I think this approach is both dangerous and sets us in a direction which is even more dangerous than in every other place where it's been done, has led to a slippery slope.
The government has thanked the Christian Institute for raising the important matter of protecting children from radical gender ideology in schools. Education Minister Stephen Morgan welcomed the CI coordinated letter, which was signed by over 100 teachers, governors, and others working in education. It called for the implementation of draft guidance on relationship, sex and health education and gender questioning children, both published before the general election. The Institute's head of education, John Denning, cautiously welcomed the government's response.
Well, it's encouraging that the government has confirmed that they are considering the CAS review as they look at guidance for schools. But they really need to act soon, and they really need to act decisively to bring an end to approaches in schools which are risking pupils' welfare.
Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the Institute has secured important amendments to a Stormont consultation on relationships and sexuality education. In response, the Assembly's Committee for Education agreed to amend the survey to allow people to give meaningful feedback. An army veteran has been found guilty of silently praying near an abortion centre in Bournemouth. In 2022, Adam Smith Connor was standing in a council-imposed censorship zone when police officers asked him what he was praying about. When he said he was praying for his deceased son, they claimed he was breaching the zone's prohibition against prayer and acts of disapproval in relation to abortion. Bournemouth Magistrates Court has now ordered the veteran to pay £9,000 in legal costs, and he will be sentenced if he is convicted again in the next 2 years. Smith Connor said, "Today, the court has decided that certain thoughts, silent thoughts, can be illegal in the United Kingdom. That cannot be right. All I did was pray to God in the privacy of my own mind, and yet I stand convicted as a criminal. It troubles me greatly to see our freedoms eroded to the extent that thought crimes are now being prosecuted in the UK." And finally, a baby in Wales who was born at 23 weeks and 2 days has been able to go home after an 18-month stay in hospital. Robin was Wales's smallest baby when she was born at Grange Hospital in Crumbran, arriving 5 months early and weighing just 11 ounces, small enough to fit in the palm of a hand. While Robin is still being monitored around the clock, fed oxygen and nutrition through tubes, and taking 30 doses of medication a day, her family are glad she is finally home. Her father Daniel shared, "We know with Robin nothing is impossible because she's been told so many times she isn't going to do this and she won't survive this, and she does." The parents explained, "There have been endless times we've had to disagree with medical professionals and experts who have tried to tell us Robin would never make it this far." Mum Chantel added, "It's like a dream come true to have Robin home." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us on our social media channels. Thank you for watching and have a blessed weekend. you.